So today we'll continue with the study in Matthew chapter 4.
今天我们就会继续马太福音第四章的讲道。
And we come to the third temptation of Jesus.
那我们就来到耶稣第三次被诱惑。
Now as we see from the past two sermons, we came to know a figure called the devil.
那从上两次的信息里面，我们就认识到一个人物叫魔鬼。
In the Bible, he has another name called Satan.
在圣经里面，他有另外一个名字叫做撒旦。
Now, by the name of Satan or the devil, you know right away he is an evil guy.
那从听他的名字比如说魔鬼或者是撒旦，那我们就知道他不是一个良善的人物。
He's the enemy of God.
他是神的敌人。
The Bible said he was a murderer from the beginning.
圣经说他从起初就是杀人的。
So from the beginning, he has been waging war with God.
那从一开始他就去开始与神去征战。
What is his purpose?
那他的目的是什么呢？
His purpose is to hinder the advancement of God's kingdom.
那他的目的就是要去拦阻神的国的进展。
God's kingdom is governed by love and righteousness.
神的国就是神用爱跟公义去统管的。
But Satan doesn't want that.
但是撒旦不希望神这么做。
His character is evil.
他的性情是邪恶的。
He attacks God by attacking the people whom God creates and loves.
他攻击神的方式是攻击那些神所爱、所创造的人，用这样的方式去攻击神。
Now, let me ask you, have you ever met the devil?
我想请问大家，曾经遇见过魔鬼吗？
I think he is the last person you would like to meet.
我想他应该是最后你想见的一个人物吧。
你不想见他了。Now let me tell you, Satan is as real as God.
那我跟大家讲，就如神是真实的一样，撒旦也是同样的真实。
About 20 years ago, Pastor Joe and I were serving in Melbourne, Australia.
大约20年前，梁牧师跟我就在墨尔本澳大利亚那边去服侍。
We were sent there for 3 months short term.
我们在那里的服侍就是三个月这样短期服侍。
And one night I was suddenly woken up by an angry growl.
那有一天晚上呢，我就在夜间醒过来，原因就是我听见一个愤怒的咆哮。
Pastor Joe was sleeping on my right.
梁牧师当时就在我的右边睡。
The growl came from the top right of Pastor Joe.
那这个愤怒的声音是从梁牧师的上方右上方去传出来的。
And so to make sure I was not dreaming, I opened my eyes widely.
所以要确认我不是在做梦，我就打开眼睛。
I blinked many times until I was fully awake.
那我就是眨眼好几下去确定我是完全醒过来了。
Yes, I could hear the ground clearly and loudly.
那确实我可以很清楚地听见这个愤怒的咆哮。
I was not dreaming.
我当时并不是在做梦。
It was such an angry ground, it terrified me.
那个吼声是非常的愤怒，就令我感到害怕。
It sounds like a lion.
听起来好像一个狮子。
An angry lion.
一个愤怒的狮子。
I knew at once it was Satan or his demon.
那我立马知道这可能是撒旦或者是他的手下。
And I remembered the Bible.
然后我就记得圣经所说。
A devil.It's like a roaring lion.
圣经描述撒旦如同咆哮的狮子。
And I knew why he was so angry too.
我也知道为什么他这么的愤怒。
Because he was angry when he saw the church was advancing in the right direction.
那他愤怒的原因就是因为当时教会正往着正确的方向去前进。
People's life are changing.
那人的生命正在改变。
People repented from their sins.
不同的人去向神认罪悔改。
Satan was angry.
那撒旦就很愤怒。
And he was particularly angry with those who have surrendered their lives to God.
那他特别对那些将生命全然的交托给神的人感到愤怒。
He was angry with those who lived totally under God's kingship.
他就对那些在神的王权底下去生活的人去发出愤怒。
He was angry, hoping that maybe he can scare me.
那他这么做的原因就是希望可以去使我感到害怕。
At that moment, curiosity could drive me to turn around and look.
在当时，好奇心是可以使我去转过身去看一看是怎么回事的。
But I was too frightened to do so, to be frank.
但是那时候很惊慌，所以我就没有这么做。
And I'm happy that I didn't do so.
回头看我都很开心，我没有因为好奇心去看。
But in my heart, I cried out the name of Jesus.
我当时在心中就呼求主耶稣的名字。
After a while, the angry growl was gone.
那过了一段时间，这个愤怒的咆哮声就消失了。
Now, if you have experienced the reality of Satan, you know Satan is real.
若你曾经经历过撒旦的真实，你就知道他确实存在。
My experience was not that dramatic, but there are many more dramatic stories.
那我自己这个经历并不是那么的戏剧化，但是有好多其他的经历是很令人吃惊的。
I can tell you Satan is as real as God.
所以我可以告诉大家，撒旦就如同神是真的一样这么的真实。
He's evil and his character is self-centered.
他是邪恶的，他的性情是自我中心的。
While God is helping man to be good, Satan lures man to be self-centered.
正如神在帮助人去成为良善，那撒旦也去引诱人去变得自我中心。
Oneself is the most important.
直到自己本身变成最重要的那一位。
This is what self-centered means.
这就是自我中心的意义。
Oneself is the most important.
就是我自己是最重要的那一位。
My own physical need.
我的身体的需要。
My own feeling.
我的感受。
My own desire.
我自己的愿望
，my own ambition，
我的雄心壮志
，or my own convenience，
或者我的自己的方便等等。
Oneself is more important than anyone else, including God.
那我自己就是比任何人甚至包括神都来得更加重要。
In the Bible, it says, "Be sober, be watchful."Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
圣经彼得前书五章八节来说，你们要谨守警醒，你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子走来走去，寻找可以吞吃的人。
Satan wants to expand his territory.
撒旦想要扩张他的领土。
He constantly lures more and more people to his side.
他不断地诱惑更多的人去与他同一阵线。
He hinders the advancement of God's kingdom.
他去拦阻神的国的发展。
How?
他怎么做的呢？
By luring man to follow his own flesh and natural desire.
就是借着引诱人去顺从他们肉体的欲望，还有属血气的这些欲望。
by luring man to become more and more self-centered like himself.
就是引诱人去越来越自我中心，就好像他自己一样。
Now when we come to the temptation of Jesus, Satan wants to get Jesus.
当我们去看耶稣面对魔鬼的诱惑的时候，撒旦是非常想要去使耶稣中计的。
Jesus was a threat to him.
耶稣对于魔鬼来说是一个威胁。
Why?
为什么呢？
Here the Bible says, Sorry, I didn't know this. The first. 下一个。对。So let's read from the middle. The reason. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. 因为
神的儿子显现了，是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Now this is what Jesus came for.
那这就是耶稣来的目的。
Jesus destroyed the works of Satan.
耶稣要破坏魔鬼的作为。
Satan knew it very well that Jesus was a threat to him.
撒旦非常明白，耶稣对于他来说是一个威胁。
Jesus destroys the works of Satan by doing God's will opposite to Satan's will.
那耶稣毁坏魔鬼的作为的方式就是去行神的旨意，就是与魔鬼恰恰相反的。
Now, obviously, Jesus was the enemy of Satan.
那很显然的，耶稣是撒旦的敌人。
Before Satan's works can be destroyed by Jesus, Satan must act fast.
在撒旦的工作被耶稣破坏之前，那撒旦就要赶紧的行动。
It's like a battle.
就如同打仗一样。
When you know who is your potential enemy, you must act fast.
当你知道谁可能是你的敌人之后呢，你就要赶紧行动。
If you don't act fast, you'll be destroyed.
若你不快点行动的时候，你就会被毁灭。
So if Jesus is going to destroy Satan's work, then Satan better act fast to destroy Jesus first.
那如果耶稣要去除灭魔鬼的作为，那魔鬼他就会想首先去将耶稣去除掉。
That's why when anyone, if you want to follow God, Satan will try every way to stop you.
这也是为什么若我们当中 有人想跟从神，那撒旦一定会尝试各种的方法去拦阻你。
When you want to move to God's side, the battle will become more real and fierce.
当你想接近神的那一边的时候呢，这场征战就会越来越剧烈。
Let's come back to Jesus.
让我们回到耶稣。
Satan must take every opportunity to destroy Jesus because Jesus was the key figure in God's salvation plan.
那撒旦就想抓住任何的机会去除掉耶稣，原因就是耶稣是神救恩计划里的关键人物。
He had tried to destroy Jesus when Jesus was born.
他曾经尝试去除掉耶稣，就是当耶稣出生不久以后。
Do you still remember?
大家还记得吗？
Satan was working in the heart of King Herod.
撒旦就在希律王的心里工作。
King Herod, moved by his own greed and selfishness, ordered to kill all the boys who were under 2 years old in the area of Jesus' birthplace.
那希律王就被自己的贪心还有自私去煽动，他当时候就下令在耶稣出生地的2岁以下的男孩都要处死。
But Jesus survived through the protection of God.
但神保守了耶稣可以逃过一劫。
Now Jesus had grown up and was ready to serve God wholeheartedly.
那如今耶稣已经长大成人，已经预备好全心的去服侍神。
At his baptism, he declared his love and loyalty to God.
在洗礼的时候，他就向神去表明自己的这个爱还有忠诚。
When he came up from the water, he saw the heaven was opened.
那他从水里上来的时候，他就看到天开了。
And a voice came out from heaven.
在天上传出一个声音。
The voice said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
这个声音就说，这是我的爱子，是我十分喜悦的。
So God confirmed Jesus was the Son of God, His appointed Savior foretold long time ago.
所以神亲自的证实了耶稣就是那一位救主，就是圣经里面一早已经预言的神所立定的救主。
As the Lord Jesus was ready to serve God, to appear in the public to serve God wholeheartedly, that means that God's salvation plan was getting more mature.
这个时间段就是当耶稣他去公开的显明自己，那也意味着神的救恩计划是越来越成熟了。
As God's salvation plans getting more mature, Satan must act more fiercely.
当神的救恩计划越来越发展起来的时候呢，撒旦必须更加激进的去行动。
And he tried to hinder the advancement of God's kingdom by defeating Jesus.
他想拦阻神的国的发展，就是借着去击垮耶稣。
And the temptation came.
然后这个诱惑就来到了。
This battle was happened in a desolate wilderness.
那这场征战发生的地方呢，就是一个荒芜的旷野。
It was an uninhabited, lonely place.
就是一个没有人居住，一个很孤单的一个地方。
After staying in a lonely place for 40 days without food and without seeing anyone, Jesus was hungry and presumably physically weak too.
那耶稣在这样孤独的地方就待了四十天，他没有吃东西，所以当时候就饿了。那他的身体，我们可以猜想，在当时也是软弱的。
Under such circumstance, Satan appeared to attack Jesus.
就是在这样的境况当中呢，撒旦就出现去攻击耶稣。
Not with guns or bombs, but with temptations.
不是用枪啊，用弓去攻击他，就是用这些诱惑。
He tries to lure Jesus to listen to his flesh and natural desire.
他就引诱耶稣去顺从他身体的这些欲望，还有属血气的想法。
Let's read the account again.
让我们再一次看这一段的经文。
To see Satan's tactics.
去看一看撒旦的计谋。
Now in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 6, let's compare these two verses.
那在马太福音的四章，我们去对比一下第三节还有第六节。
These are the first two temptations.
这是头两个诱惑。
When you compare these two temptations, Satan said to Jesus, what can you find in common?
大家去对比这两个诱惑的时候，就是撒旦向耶稣说的，那我们可以发现有什么相同的地方呢？
啊？So, both versesAppear a few words if you are the son of God.
所以我们发现两节经文都有这样的说话，就是你若是神的儿子。
Now this is one of the tactics Satan used to tempt Jesus.
这个就是其中一个撒旦去诱惑耶稣的计谋。
The first two temptations, he spoke the same thing.
所以在头两个诱惑当中。撒旦就说了类似的事情。
If you are the son of God,
若你是神的儿子。
Son of God is a special title referring to the appointed Savior.
那神的儿子其实是一个特殊的称号，是在指神所立定的救主。
In God's salvation plan, Jesus is going to save his people out of the power of Satan.
那在神的救恩计划里面，耶稣将会拯救神的子民，去脱离撒旦的权势。
And all authority has been given to Jesus, the Son of God.
那一切的权柄都已经赐给耶稣，就是这位神的儿子。
Because Jesus is going to be the representative of God on earth.
原因就是耶稣要成为神在地上的全权的代言人。
Now when Satan said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, do you think he doesn't know, he didn't know Jesus was the Son of God?
大家觉得当撒旦对耶稣说，若你是神的儿子的时候，他岂不是已经知道耶稣是那位神的儿子吗？
Of course he knew. Satan knew very well Jesus was the Son of God.
当然撒旦非常明白耶稣是那位就是神的儿子。
And of course Jesus also knew very well he himself was the Son of God.
那当然耶稣也非常明白自己就是神的儿子。
There is no doubt about it.
这是毫无疑问的。
But what's the point of saying if you are the Son of God?
那撒旦说若你是神的儿子，那他这么说又有什么意义呢？
Maybe Satan was challenging Jesus.
或许撒旦想挑战耶稣。
If you are the Son of God, do this. You are able to do this. You are able to do that.
若你是神的儿子，那你就可以做这件事情，也可以做那件事情。
Challenging someone.
去挑战他。
Well, if Jesus was proud, he may listen to whatever Satan suggests.
若耶稣是高傲的，那他可能会听从撒旦的建议。
But besides challenging Jesus, was Satan trying to suggest something else too?
但除了撒旦去挑战耶稣，会不会撒旦在这里也想去暗示、去建议耶稣什么事情呢？
I think what Satan was trying to lure Jesus was this.
我想撒旦想要尝试引诱耶稣是这个原因。
He was trying to suggest to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, show your authority.
他想要去建议耶稣，若你是神的儿子，展现你的全能吧。
If you are the appointed Savior, then God must have given you authority.
如果你是神所立定的救主，神肯定赐给你权柄。
Use it.
用它。
Command the stone to become bread.
用它去使石头变成饼。
You are hungry anyway.
你不是正饿着吗？
It makes perfect sense for you to use your authority.
那这样子去用你的权柄不是很合理的吗？
Or jump down from the pinnacle of the temple.
或者从圣殿的顶端去跳下来。
God will certainly send his angels to protect you from being hurt.
那神一定会差他的天使来保护你，使你不受伤害。
Whatever you do, you are protected.
不论你怎么做，那你都会得到神的保守。
No harm will be fallen upon you.
不会有任何伤害临到你。
Is it not the privilege of being the Son of God?
这岂不是做神的儿子的一个特权吗？
Now imagine if you jump down from the pinnacle of the temple with angel bearing you up. How glorious is the sight?
想象一下，若你从圣殿的顶端跳下来，有天使去承托着你，这样不是一个很荣耀的景象吗？
People will see it and they will believe you are the Son of God.
当人们见到的时候，他们就会相信你是神的儿子。
And you are the expected Savior.
你就是那位大家所等候的救主。
Easy, a piece of cake.
这样不是很容易、很简单吗？
It's an easy way to let them believe you are sent from God.
是一个很容易的方式去使到人们去相信你就是神所差的。
Use your power, use your authority. All authority has been given to you because you are the Son of God.
为什么不用你的能力、你的权柄呢？所有的权柄都已经交托给你，因为你是神的儿子。
Now Satan wanted to lure Jesus to use his authority and privilege.
所以撒旦想引诱耶稣去使用他的权柄还有他的特权。
But all this is used for his own benefit.
但是这些都是为了自己的益处 去做。
To satisfy Jesus' own flesh and natural desire.
去满足耶稣自己肉体的还有属血气的欲望。
If Jesus listened to Satan's suggestionThen he will learn to make use of God to do his own will.
若耶稣听从了撒旦的这些建议呢，那耶稣就学会去利用神去做自己的心意。
Instead of doing God's will, Jesus will make use of God to do his own will for his own benefit.
那这样耶稣就学会利用神去行自己的旨意，还有。得到自己的利益，而不是去遵行神的旨意。
But when these two tactics didn't work, Satan used the third tactic.
但是当这些计谋没有得逞的时候呢，撒旦就用了第三个计谋。
The third tactic was very powerful.
这个第三个计谋是一个非常厉害的计谋。
And this is the temptation we are going to look at today.
这就是我们今天要一起来看的这个诱惑。
Verse 8 to 9. Let's read what Satan suggests to Jesus this time. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said to him, All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me.
在马太福音的四章八到九节，最后耶稣第八节，最后魔鬼带耶稣上了一座极高的山，把世界各国和各国的荣华都指给他看，并且对他说：“你只要跪下来拜我，我就把这一切都给你。”但耶稣说：“撒旦，走开！经上记着，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。”
Now this is Satan's offer.
这一段经文就是撒旦的一个提议。
Satan let Jesus saw a vision.
撒旦让耶稣看到了一个异象。
Because he has said the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
因为这里说魔鬼带耶稣上了一座极高的山，把世界各国和各国的荣华都指给他看。
Here is talking about all the kingdoms of the world.
这里所谈的是世上所有的国家。
There is no mountain so high that you will see all the kingdoms of the world.
我们知道，没有一座那么高的高山，我们可以看到世界上所有的国度。
So Satan must have shown Jesus a vision.
所以我们知道，撒旦肯定是。给耶稣看到了一个异象。
Satan has supernatural power too.
撒旦也有超自然的能力。
Jesus doesn't want to misuse the authority and power as the Son of God. Now Satan is going to show his power.
既然耶稣不想去用他有的这个权柄还有能力，那撒旦就去展现给耶稣看到他的能力。
In a flash, Jesus was shown all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
在一瞬间，他就让耶稣去看到世界各国的荣华。
The kind of glory and splendor which Jesus had never seen.
那这样的荣华的景象呢，是耶稣从来没有见过的。
Satan has the power to make him rich and known.
那撒旦有权柄可以使到耶稣得到荣华富贵。有名望。
Here is the deal. Sorry, no. Here, verse 9. Satan says, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
那第九节，撒旦说，你只要跪下来拜我，我就把这一切都给你。
Here is the deal.
这就是撒旦的出价。
Satan was suggesting to Jesus, you come to my side.
那撒旦就去建议耶稣，那何不与我同一阵线呢？
Let's not fight.
我们就不要打仗了。
Let's not be enemy.
我们不要成为敌人。
We can be friends.
我们可以成为朋友。
Sit down, let's settle things calmly.
那我们坐下来好好的谈谈，去把这个事情谈开。
Let's talk and make a deal.
那我们聊聊也去达成同一个共识。
I have power to make you rich and known.
我有权柄可以使到你富足，也有名声。
You can have all kinds of enjoyments in life.
你可以拥有这个世上各样的享受。
You can live like a king.
你可以活着好像皇帝一样。
Wearing fine clothes, enjoying good food.
可以穿高贵的衣服，可以享受各样的美食。
Not only material things can I give you.I can also give you the authority of the world.
不单单我可以提供你这些物质的事情，但是我也可以给你这世上的权柄。
Wealth comes with power too.
这个世界也有这个能力的。
I can also make you number one in the world.
我也可以使你成为这世上的首位。
Fame will follow.
然后名望就会来了。
People, you will hear applause.
那百姓就会去支持你。
Everyone will listen to you.
那所有人都要听从你的。
All you need to do now is to fall down and worship me.
那你只要做的事情呢，就是去跪下来去拜我。
This time the bait.Comes in the form of worldly glory, riches, and authority.
那这次诱惑出现的形式是用地上的荣华富贵还有权柄。
Please don't forget, Jesus was poor, hungry, and alone at the time.
请别忘了，耶稣当时候是贫穷的，是饥饿的，也是孤单的。
No one was beside him to support him.
在他身边没有任何人去支持他。
Jesus had to make up his mind, whom to serve, whom to follow.
耶稣心里面要做一个选择，究竟要侍奉谁，要跟从谁。
While we are sitting here comfortably, maybe it's hard for us to imagine what kind of temptation Jesus was facing.
那在我们现今的情况，大家都是很舒适。或许对于我们来说，去想象耶稣所面对的诱惑是比较困难的。
The kind of glory that Satan showed him in a vision, maybe it's hard for us to imagine too.
撒旦去给耶稣看见的，在这个异象看见的这些荣华富贵，或许对于我们来说也是从没见过的。
But do you remember when the time you were poor?But then you will move to a more prosperous place like UK.
或许我们当中一些还记得，从前你是在一种贫穷的境况当中，然后头一次来到了英国这样繁华的社会。
You saw things that you had never seen before.
就看见了一些事情是你从来没有见过的。
I remember many years ago, I knew a village girl from China.
我记得很多年以前，我在中国认识了一个从农村来的女孩。
She went to the city to work for the first time.
她当时就第一次去到大城市去工作。
When she arrived at the city, the kind of glamour.She saw stunned her.
当她头一次见到城市的这些繁华的时候呢，就 好像使到他震惊。
The comfort the city life can give her stunned.
那城市可以提供的舒适的生活就使到他震惊。
Things as simple as a water tap stunned her.
就比如一件很简单的东西，就是这个水龙头，那也是令他非常的惊讶。
Because in the village, she used to go to the well and take water, right?
原因就是在农村生活的时候，她就需要去到井那边去打水才能喝。
And she had never seen a water tap.
她从来没有见过一个水龙头。
And not to mention an escalator or a lift.
就不要提电梯这些手扶梯等等。
All this comfort, the glamour of the city stunned her.
所以这个城市的各样的舒适，还有各样的富裕的景况，就令她非常的震惊。
All these are attraction.
这些都是很吸引人的。
Well, there is nothing wrong to use water tap instead of going to the well and take water. There is nothing wrong with that.
那用水龙头跟去井去打水，那其实用水龙头是没有任何问题的。
I'm not saying that we should not enjoy the convenience a city life can give us.
我不是在说我们不要去享受这个城市可以提供给我们的舒适的不同的方式。
I'm trying to tell you, when you come from a poor background, when it comes to the first time you see the glamour of the city life, it's an attraction.
我想帮助大家看见的就是，当你从一个贫穷的环境一下子去到一个非常富裕的地方的时候，那这样的繁华就是对你来说是一个很吸引的事情。
Can you imagine what Jesus was facing at the time?
所以大家可以想象耶稣当时所看见、所遇见的是怎样的情况吗
？He was poor, maybe cold, maybe and hungry, and he was shown the glory of all the kingdoms of the world in a flash.
耶稣当时是饥饿，也是贫穷孤单的，那在一瞬间，撒旦就让他看到世界各国的这样荣华富贵。
If he wants to get all the glory and authority, it's very easy. Just fall down before Satan and worship him.
那若耶稣想得到这一切的荣华跟权柄的时候，那要做的是非常简单，只要下跪去拜撒旦就可以。
Jesus was facing a choice.
耶稣当时就面临这样的选择。
God or Satan?
是神呢，还是撒旦？
He had to make up his mind whom to serve and worship.
他必须选择究竟要服侍哪一位。
Now, of course, we know the end of the story. Jesus overcame all three temptations.
那我们知道在故事的结尾，耶稣去胜过三个诱惑。
But have you ever thought, what if Jesus fell into temptations?
但大家是否曾经想过，若耶稣落入了这样的诱惑里面呢？那他会变成怎么样呢？
What would Jesus become?
耶稣会成为怎样子呢？
He would becomeAnother self-centered person like Satan.
那他就会变成另一个自我中心的人，就好像撒旦一样。
He will follow his own natural desire.
他就会跟从他肉身属血气的欲望。
Such as his bodily need, comfort, enjoyment, authority.
就如身体的需要想要过得舒适，还有享乐，还有这些权柄。
And he would use the authority for whatever he liked.
他就会用他自己的权柄去做他想做的事情。
And most likely he would use it for his own interest and benefit.
那很可能他就会为了自己的利益还有自己的好处去用他的权柄。
He would become Another person only mind his own business.
那他就会成为另一个单单只顾自己事情的一个人。
He will only pursue his own ambition.
他只会顾要去追求自己的理想。
And his own will will become more important than God's.
他自己的意思就会比神的意思更加的重要。
He will be farther and farther away from God.
这样的话，他就离神越来越远。
Originally, he came to do God's will, but at the end, he was lured to do Satan's will.
那最初耶稣来是为了行神的旨意，后来他就受引诱去行撒旦的旨意。
If he fell into temptation, he will begin to follow his own will.
若耶稣当时落入了这些引诱当中，他就会开始去跟从他的欲望。
And the consequence is, once he became indulging in his own natural desire and self-centeredness, he would have no use to God anymore.
那当他去放纵在自己的属血气的欲望还有自己的自我中心当中的时候呢，耶稣在神的手里就变成毫无用处了。
So likewise, if we fell into the temptation of Satan, we will have no use to God.
同样对于我们来说，若我们落入耶稣的落入撒旦的诱惑当中，我们同样在神对于神来说呢，也会变成毫无用处。
But thankfully, Jesus had overcome the temptations.
但是我们向神感恩，因为耶稣去胜过了这些的诱惑。
What did it imply? Jesus had overcome the temptations. What did it imply?
那耶稣胜过了撒旦的诱惑，那这意味着什么呢？
It means,We can also overcome temptations.
那所意味的就是我们同样也可以胜过这些的诱惑。
Jesus is walking in front of us. If he can overcome, we shall surely overcome.
耶稣是我们前头去带领我们的。倘若耶稣可以胜过，那同样我们跟从他的也可以胜过这些的诱惑。
So do not look at the advancing forces of evil about you and everywhere else in the world.
所以不要定睛去看在这个世界上或者是在你身边周围这样子恶的势力。
We need to look to Jesus, his victory and his sole love for God.
我们要定睛去看的就是耶稣他已经得胜，还有他对神专一的爱。
We will also face temptations.
同样我们每一个人都会遇到不同的诱惑。
Satan will lure us to follow our own desire.
撒旦想要诱惑我们去跟从自己肉体的这些的欲望。
And of course I mean the bad desires.
当然我指的是不好的这些的欲望。
The forms of temptation we face will be different from Jesus.
那我们所遇到这些诱惑的形式呢，就会跟耶稣所遇到的是不同的。
But the nature of the lure is the same.
但这些诱惑的本质都是类似的。
Satan will use something appealing to us.
撒旦就会选一些对于我们来说很吸引的事情。
Something appealing to the self.
就是很吸引我们自我的一些事情。
To make us to mind our own self more and more.
那就以致我们会越来越去关注自己，越来越自我中心。
So, but since Jesus can overcome all the temptations, that means he will also help us to overcome all the temptations.
当我们见到耶稣去胜过这些的诱惑的时候，我们也知道耶稣会帮助我们同样去胜过这一切的诱惑。
So how can we overcome the temptations?
那我们如何能够去胜过这些的诱惑呢？
To summarize, to learn from Jesus' experience, we can know total commitment is the key to win all the battles.
那我们从耶稣的榜样可以看到，那完全的委身给神呢，就是去胜过这些的诱惑的一个关键。
Notice how Jesus overcame each temptation.
我们去留意耶稣是如何去胜过每一个诱惑的呢？
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
在马太福音的第四章第四节。
How did Jesus reply Satan?
那耶稣是怎么回答撒旦的呢？
When Satan asked him to turn stone into bread, he said, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
当撒旦去引诱耶稣把石头变成饼的时候，耶稣回答，经上记着，人活着不是单靠食物，更靠神口里所出的一切话。
That means God's word is the weapon to fight.
这就是谈到神的话语就好像一个武器一样。
We have to know God's word.
我们需要去明白神的话语。
We have to learn His word to know God's mind and His way.
我们必须学习神的话语，好使到我们可以明白神的心肠跟他的道路。
If you can't discern God's way, you can't discern His mind. You may agree with Satan.
如果你分辨不到什么是神的道路，他的做事的方式，或者是神的心肠是什么的时候呢，那可能你就会被撒旦去诱惑了。
So the first thing is to listen to God's word only.
那所以首先我们要学的就是单单的听从神的话。
The second thing Jesus spoke to Satan is,it is written, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God."
那第二，耶稣是怎么去回答撒旦的呢？在第七节那里说，不可试探主你的神。
Satan was trying to lure Jesus to use his own way to serve God.
撒旦尝试引诱耶稣去用自己的方式去服侍神。
To use his own way to tell people he is the Son of God.
去用耶稣自己的方式去告诉世人他是神的儿子。
He's telling Jesus to jump down from the temple.
他告诉耶稣从圣殿顶端去跳下来。
Use your authority. Use your own way to show people you are the Son of God.
去运用他的权柄去告诉所有的人他是。神的儿子。
So the next way to overcome temptation is to trust God's way only.
那下一个去胜过这些诱惑的方式就是单单的去信任神的方法。
That is to follow His way only.
就是单单的跟从神的方法。
And the third, when Jesus was in the third temptation.Jesus told Satan, "Begone, Satan! For it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve.'"
那耶稣的第三个回答就是：当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
That means serve God only.
意思就是单单的服侍神。
Now these are the we can learn these from Jesus how he overcame temptation.
所以我们可以从这三方面去学习耶稣他给我们看到他是怎样胜过这些诱惑的。
Listen to God's word only.
只听从神的话。
Trust God's way only.
只信任神的方法。
Serve God only.
只侍奉神。
If you are someone who is totally submitted under God's kingship, you are a threat to Satan.
若你是一个全然顺服在神权柄底下的一个人，那么你对于撒旦来说就是一个威胁。
Satan is frightened by this type of people.
撒旦对于这样的人呢，是感到非常的害怕的。
So let's not be afraid when we.Face temptation.
所以，当我们面对诱惑的时候，不要惊慌。
After we know his tactics, and we also learn the way to overcome it.
当我们学习过他的计谋，也学习到去胜过这些诱惑的方法的时候，就不要害怕。
And then lastly, of course, we should always pray to God to save us from temptation.
那最后我们也要向神祷告，求他带领我们不要进入试探。
So this is the message that I would like to share with you this morning.
所以这就是今天早上我想和大家分享的信息。
If we are going to follow Jesus,What he had experienced, we will also experience.
如果我们想跟从主耶稣，那他所经历过的，那我们也会经历到。
He has faced temptations, we will also face temptations.
他曾经面对过这些的诱惑，那同样我们也会面对不同的诱惑。
By his commitment to God, he is able to overcome every temptation.
那耶稣透过他对神完全的委身，那他就胜过了这一切的诱惑。
And he is able to help those who are tempted.
那他也可以帮助那些面对不同的诱惑的人。
So I hope you remember these three keys to overcome temptations.
那我想大家去记得这 三个钥匙是帮助我们可以去胜过不同的诱惑的。
God only and no one else.
单单只有神，而不是有任何其他一位。
So I'll ask you to quiet down for a moment. After listening to the word of God, let's be quiet before God and have a prayer with Him privately.
所以我想邀请大家首先去安静，去个人的向神祷告。